This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Our World. Ours being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program this Tuesday, July 30th, one more day after today, and we can start protesting the beginning of August. The good news today, among other things, is that we're out of Mercury being in retrograde, and every time I turn around,
tomorrow,
there's somebody else
the 31st, we're out.
I think it's the end of the day today. But if you want,
I'm not sure my computer got
wrestle.
The memo.
No.
Really.
Yeah. I also, you have to give Mercury on both ends some leeway. So it's not like an immediate out.
Out.
It takes a while.
Out, damn spot.
Still not safe to buy electronics. Don't buy anything new.
Don't buy anything new. The people who are trying to develop a cash business, not happy to hear that from you, Victoria. But your intention is to buy, just wait a day or two. How's that? There's a better solution to the problem. We're here to help you solve problems and figure out what's going on in the world. There are a lot of things actually specifically around the world that we ought to talk about. Let's get started, though, in our own say it again, Doug. Our own hometown. What's trending in California as the people out there still try? I had yesterday on the program that I do called Your Hidden Power, which is all about the metaphysical world. What's the matter with my mouth today? Metaphysical world. The lady that was on the program's hometown, as a matter of fact, she, I think Kara said she was the garlic queen, didn't she?
Yeah, a couple years ago she was the garlic queen at that festival in California.
Yeah. Right. So here we have the entrails of the story, and what's the update, Jennifer?
Well, a little bit more information about the shooter. Still less information about the motive. This event, if you missed it, happened at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. It's a pretty well-known event. They get about 100,000 people every single year. It's been going on since 1979, and this is like a lot of food festivals that happen locally where they have different kinds of things, garlic ice cream, you know, different types of weird garlic-themed foods.
Yeah.
And they have cooking competitions and a fair and music. And actually, the festival was coming to an end on Sunday evening. The band was wrapping up. The vendors were starting to pack up when a man entered the festival by cutting through the gate so that he wouldn't have to go through security. He came in and started firing using an automatic rifle that he had purchased legally in Nevada. He was taken down by cops.
He's 19 years old. How can you buy a gun at 19?
Because he's over 18.
Well, I thought it was 21.
Some store, Dick's Sporting Goods, after the Stoneman Douglas school shooting, Dick's Sporting Goods raised their age at their stores to 21.
And I think some don't sell guns anymore.
Yeah, and I think Walmart raised it to 21. And I think some states might be 21, but I think for most of the states it's 18, right?
It usually depends on the type of gun that you're buying, too. A lot of times shotguns you can buy at 18, and then other stuff you can buy at 21. So it depends on the state. But he legally purchased this and was, again, shooting at will, basically telling people that he was angry, and that was the reason for the shooting. The police arrived within a minute of the initial report of shots being fired, and they were able to neutralize him, meaning they engaged in battle with him and shot him. He died. Police are still looking for perhaps a second person of interest who might have been an accomplice to this person. Now he's been identified as Santino William Langan, who is 19 years old himself, a young person, just kind of out of school, and he left, I guess, a manifesto of sorts. People are trying to figure out exactly what it means. He took a couple of pictures on his Instagram account that he had just opened in the last several days. One of them was about high fire danger, and he put a link to a book that many are calling links to white supremacists. But what's interesting about this particular book, and I've heard this from my friend who co-hosts the show with me, is that it was mentioned, I think, by Hitler or something once, this particular writing. But typically what it talks about is Satan it has satanic undertones even more than white supremacists. He himself is Iranian and Italian mix, and he had some things to say about people of mixed races, which is odd because he is of mixed race as well. But in any case, the motive is still kind of unclear, other than a hate for people. And a lot of families are mourning today because two of the victims are young kids. One we knew yesterday was a 6-year-old boy. Now we learn that there's a 13-year-old girl who died and lost her life during this, and a young man in his 20s, I think 25 years old, who had just finished college. And a sad day for those families, no doubt, and for the people who are planning this festival, who were there, who have attended in the past. Something that's supposed to be family fun has now been tarnished.
It's amazing what sort of thought process some people go through. I was looking at pictures of this youngster named Stephen Romero, who was the 6-year-old who died in the Gilroy shooting. And I'm thinking to myself, spiritually, where I am is that we all have this sort of a plan. And one wonders, and this makes it very frustrating, to try to figure out in a circumstance like this why it is that someone like this comes into this world and only stays for 6 years. It's complicated, and I don't want to get necessarily into it here, thinking about how we choose our parents and choose the time we come in and the lessons we're supposed to learn. All of those things seem to go up in smoke when there is something like this that seems so difficult to explain. It is actually unexplainable. So there are all kinds of things that go through my mind when I see these, and this when I go back to being angry. Whether I'm supposed to be sad, whether I'm supposed to be angry, maybe a little bit of both. And then I think to myself, okay, what's the story here? What's the universe saying? What gets under my skin? Because we aren't doing anything about it. We don't seem to be able to stop it. Is it that we don't have the intellectual capacity? We don't have the integrity? We don't have the ability to overcome what it is that is so obvious? You know, it reminds me a bit about trying to fix things. When you think about trying to fix things, all of these flavored tobacco products that youngsters that are even this kid's age are trying, and how they're being marketed, and it's kind of like there's a satanic thing here, marketing guns, marketing tobacco, marketing things that will kill you, that are capable of killing. What's the lesson here? Mary, Victoria, I get from you and I talk about some of our philosophies. Jennifer, you and I have had many conversations, and on, not so much on the air as off the air, about what it is that's appropriate to think about things that are bad for us. We're surrounded by good, but we're also surrounded by bad. And that's the universal lesson, the good guys and the bad guys.
I mean, that's the point of this, is that as much as we want to, and we always, after all these events, we always go, what could we have done? What could we do? How could we save
these people? There are lots we could do, but we don't do it.
Well, in some respects, maybe, but evil exists, and it always has, and it's existed since the very beginning of when we started tracking
history. That's the hard thing trying to figure it out. Why is
not having a gun is not going to make this kid who walked into that festival any less angry. It's not going to make him not pick up weird writing. It's not going to make him a Satan worshiper. Not having a gun is not going to do any of that. Now, he may not be able to shoot.
Not having a gun would not have let him shoot.
But look what people in ISIS do. They make a crockpot bomb, or they throw rocks, or they use their car. Well, what my point is when someone is angry, and when evil exists, they find a way to do something wrong. And I don't know, as much as I wish that we could come up with something to fix it, I don't know that we can. I think evil exists so that we can see good.
how much of it do we need to see in order to see good, I guess, is the question. And I bring up the two things that bother me the most, the kind of violence that is constructed by these young kids who are angry about this, that, and the other thing, and have not been, they haven't been dealt with, and then the things that are unnecessary. There's no reason to have tobacco. Excuse me. There's no reason to smoke. There's no reason in it other than it's there and been created by somebody who perhaps is a younger soul, wants to make money that way. I don't know. It's very frustrating. So, no answers. We're not here. I don't know. We're here to discuss possible answers, I guess, under the circumstances. You look around at some of the other things that are part of what may frustrate you today. The fact that we've used up most of the Earth's resources. Every year there are these people that sort of predict, okay, this is how much air there is, this is how much water there is, these are the resources, and in a little more than 200 days, we're less than two-thirds of the way through the year, since the start of the year, we've burned through the resources the Earth is capable of generating, according to research, in 1 year. The world consumed so far this year water, land, fish, forests, all as of today, we've used up as much as the Earth at least is capable, according to their research, of producing. This think tank, the Global Footprint Network, says that humans are using up Earth's resources 1.75 times faster than nature can replenish them. And there's a reason for that, a couple of different reasons for it, but one of them is there are too damn many people on the planet. We see that we can't manage all these people, and this is part of management. That's what this is. It's managing what the Earth can do. There are all kinds, I suppose there are some people that take this, we're too much of a consumer society. Whatever it is, Earth Overshoot Day, what was it, 10 years ago was August the 18th, 20 years ago was September 29th, 30 years ago was October 11th. So in the population, especially in areas where it can't be absorbed well, India is a good example, many areas of Asia, Africa, that cannot absorb the people that are coming into the world through the means that is obvious. There's no birth control, there's no education about what's happening. It's just, let's have babies. Israel, another example of where people go, for God's sakes, many of the European Jews that go to Israel have 8 kids. Actually, you can see
My friend gave birth 2 years ago in a New York City hospital where she lived, and the woman in the bed next to her, it was her 11th kid, and she was, wow. They were Hasidic Jews. It was her 11th.
Yeah.
I couldn't even, fathom that.
They must walk out at that point.
in L.A., in the same neighborhoods, there are, it is the Hasidic Jews that just keep, it's like a machine.
But they're the only people. I mean, we just did the fertility report yesterday. They must be the only population in American Jews must be the only ones who are still having babies on the rise because every other group, including Hispanics, was down. So I don't know. They're doubling their population, and every other group is slowing down.
So what's the way? How do we slow this down in a universal sense? How do we stop it? If people still are having babies like this and consuming like this, it seems like we're just pushing, what's the old expression, sticking your finger in the dike. And maybe that's part of the overall purpose. That's the plan. Maybe there's an experiment here that's lasted 300,000-400,000 years called humanity, and humanity can't manage itself. So the Earth moves on, and some other species, something else, takes over the planet. But I'll tell you something. We can't keep living and use this stuff up like this. It ain't going to work. Can't work. 21 half the hour. Food for thought here on the DJV program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city.
That's one of the most for me anyway, most recognizable riffs that, whoa. Yes, ladies, is it recognizable for you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
Say, Jen, what'd you say?
I don't know this one. Is that weird?
Don't you? Oh, really? This is, this is a story, continuing story about Journey. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, they are going to take the stage at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a limited Las Vegas engagement for Journey. 9 dates announced for October, and now the addition of December 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Fans will have the opportunity to spend New Year's with the group. The weekend with the group. Legacy acts like Journey are prime for Las Vegas residencies because of their ability to sell tickets to a wide range of us who travel to see them in sort of an intimate space. Those
I thought I knew more, but I got nothing with these
songs.
You don't know me faithfully?
Oh, wow.
Not much. No. I guess I wasn't the Journey fan that maybe... Well,
what song
I'm not
that
a Journey fan
don't
at all.
Stop Believing?
Don't Stop Believing. That's it.
If you ever watched Glee, then you learned every Journey song because
that
show
true.
Is so Journey heavy.
Journey's performing some of the best-known songs. They have 19 top 40 singles, 25 gold singles, and platinum albums. Sold 100 million albums around the globe. Their greatest hits album was certified platinum 15 times. The co-headlining tour with Def Leppard last year was the band's most successful, landing them in the top 10-year touring chart. Million tickets were sold. I don't think they were on that list that we went through yesterday, though, where they are the top earners for this year.
That was for this year. They would probably have been on the list for last year.
Mm. Def Leppard starting their own residency August 14th across the street at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood.
Now, that I could do.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Just the opposite for me. I don't give a I would.
Well, we could go to Vegas, and then we could split off and meet up for dinner later.
You go see Def Leppard, I'll go see Journey. Yeah. Let's see, who else has been in residency at the Coliseum? Rod Stewart, Reba McEntire, Brooks and Dunn, Jerry Seinfeld, Mariah Carey, Sting. Coliseum is currently undergoing a major renovation, which will be revealed on September 6th with a two-night engagement of Keith Urban's Graffiti U touring show. So that's what's happening in Vegas. If it happens in Vegas, does it still stay in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people know about what's going on there. Speaking of tours, Mötley Crüe had their first tour in 45 years, expanding now into the fall. These are described as glam rockers, the Brits. Glam rockers kicked off the tour last spring, been using the moniker Mötley Crüe 74 to mark the return of Ariel Bender, the guitarist, and Morgan Fisher, their keyboardist. Band begins the fall leg at New York's Capitol Theater October 21st. They'll play 11 dates across the country, starting at the Moody Theater in Austin October 29th, wrapping up in Seattle November 6th. Pre-sale tickets are available now for fans on Spotify, best known for their 72 glam rock anthem, All the Young Dudes, which was a David Bowie song. Mötley Crüe 74 had originally planned on only performing the 8 shows last spring. That's it. I don't want to take it down the tubes, said Ian Hunter, who's the front man. Mott were hilarious people. Camaraderie was always more important for me than any aspect of our group. I'm not doing this tour for money. I want to have some fun. That's true for me here, too. I'm not doing this show for money. I'm doing it for money. I mean, for fun. 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest massive data breach strikes a big bank and credit card company.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One saying a data breach earlier this year exposed data of about 100 million Americans and 6 million Canadians. The bank reporting 140,000 Social Security numbers, 80,000 bank account numbers, and other personal information from credit card applications over the last 14 years were compromised. The FBI has arrested the woman that they believe was the hacker responsible. The Pentagon says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan yesterday when a member of the Afghan security forces opened fire on them in Kandahar. The Afghan gunman was shot and wounded. He's now in custody. custody of Afghan forces. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Put the bop and the bopshi bopshi bop as we continue overviewing what's going on in the world, around the world, here and there and everywhere. Tuesday, the 30th of July, I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you with a focus on a big shouting match in the Oval Office, yelling and screaming that after we figure out who's going to debate. It's tonight and tomorrow, Victoria, right?
It is. Yep. Mm. I actually thought you were leading into the debate when you said yelling and screaming match. Yeah, it could be.
Part two.
Because you know, Joe has promised. Joe Biden has promised no more Mr. Nice Guy, so he's ready. Yeah.
Well, the first of two debates in Detroit will happen tonight on CNN from 8 to 10 p.m. And tonight's lineup will be, and this is not in order of anything else except just alphabetically. So tonight it's Steve Bullock. No idea who he is. Pete Buttigieg, John Delaney.
Governor.
Governor who? Of what?
Montana. Steve Bullock is the governor of Montana.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg, John Delaney, also no idea who he is.
He's one of the crazy-eyed ones from Maryland.
Okay. John Hickenlooper, I do know who he is. He's from Colorado. Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, also no clue. Who's he?
Representative Ohio. He challenged Nancy Pelosi for the leadership a couple of years ago of the House.
Okay. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Marianne Williamson. So that's all tonight. Now, one thing that will be different, according to CNN, they will not ask any questions where a show of hands will be, shown on stage, which I think is a great thing, because I think that's stupid. And they will also not answer, or they will not ask any yes or no questions, which I also think is a good thing. So those are two things that CNN says will be different about this round of debates as opposed to the first round, which I think the show of hands thing is just a weak, weak kind of question.
Show of hands? How many people are Americans?
That's right. It's so dumb. That was NBC, so. I guess, though. That wasn't really CNN's problem. I guess.
So CNN does it. It's both tonight and tomorrow on CNN?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
From Detroit.
All right. So there was a meeting in the Oval Office between the President of the United States and the President of American Airlines, United Airlines, JetBlue Airlines, Atlas Air, FedEx, and the argument, and also the head of Qatar. Is that how you pronounce it? I never pronounce it right. Qatar Airways. The CEO showed up at the White House, Akbar al-Bekar. And the meeting devolved into a lot of yelling at each other. The only major airline not represented was Delta, and nobody could figure that out because the guy that's running the FAA was a former vice president of Delta, and his boss didn't show up. His name is Ed Bastian. Somehow or other, he was absent. But anyway, they were there to discuss the what the CEOs of all of the American airlines said was a subsidy that's coming from these other airlines, the grievances, unfair practices by airlines in the Middle East, like United Arab Emirates, the Emirates airline that a lot of people like to take because they say it's very plush, and not many people think about it. I talk about how Boeing is at a disadvantage in terms of making planes because the Europeans subsidize Airbus. It's the European airline manufacturer, and so that's been the subject of much consternation in the White House and also in our country. So the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was also in attendance, and the chief of staff was in attendance, and so they were, trying to figure out how they could fix the problem. The president was trying to mediate, and instead, according to what I'm seeing here, Doug Parker, who is the chairman of American, and Oscar Munoz, who runs United, they expected Trump to side with them on their allegations that these other airlines are subsidized by their governments. But instead, Trump sort of took a middle ground and wanted to hear out what it was, because they've been complaining for so long, he figured he better do something about it. But as the story continues, the president doesn't really side with the American Airlines CEO and the CEO of United. And so if you looked at some of the ads lately, the CEOs have placed ads around the country, television ads, complaining sort of in a way that would get the public's attention. But there was nothing that happened. It just devolved into a shouting match, and then Trump said, okay, you guys, get out of here. And that was it. It's the weirdest thing. There's no decision. Qatar and the United Arab Emirates were supposed to be held accountable, or that's what the airline CEOs wanted here, because they can't really compete. Or they don't. The international routes are the most profitable routes for these major airlines. All the people, American and Delta, United, they all tell you the same thing, that their international routes are the most profitable, and they don't want to see them eaten away. These two other airlines have been expanding rapidly, and they've been cutting into traffic, and it's because their governments say, okay, guys, let's go have some fun at the expense of the American Airlines. And that's what they've done. They've also, most of the European airlines have gone bankrupt and the states have taken them over or heavily subsidized them. The latest is Alitalia, which Delta is trying to buy at the moment. And so, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds. I just found it pretty interesting that Trump made
maybe
fun
that's
of
why Delta wasn't there, because they didn't want to. They didn't want to talk about trying to buy another country's airline that's partially subsidized by Italy. So who knows? Maybe they didn't want to get into it.
According to the report that I see here, Trump started making fun of Parker from American because their stock prices have been after they went bankrupt. Trump said, "Well, how many businesses did you ruin?" And I thought to myself, I chuckle because Trump's done that a couple of times, too, in his own world. Anyway, and then he was angry because the guy from Delta wasn't there. It was just kind of like a fiasco. Most people didn't know that that happened, and I thought an interesting story to tell. Today is National Whistleblower Appreciation Day. Back in 1777, before the passage of the Bill of Rights, 10 sailors and Marines blew the whistle on fraud and misconduct, which they said was harmful to our country. The Founding Fathers unanimously supported the whistleblowers in word and deed. They released government records, provided monetary assistance for reasonable legal expenses necessary to prevent retaliation. Remember this back in 1777. So on July 30th in the next year, a demonstration of their full support for whistleblowers, members of Continental Congress unanimously enacted the first whistleblower legislation here. It read, quote, "Resolved that it is the duty of all persons in the service of the United States, as well as all other inhabitants thereof, to give the earliest information to Congress or other proper authority of any misconduct, fraud, misdemeanor committed by officers or persons in the service of these states, which may come to their knowledge." Whistleblowers risk their careers, as we know we've seen it time after time after time. People get fired, reputations get sallied, or sullied, I guess is the word. If they're reporting waste, fraud, and abuse to proper authorities, whistleblowers have saved taxpayers billions of dollars every year, and yet we still have all of this as a problem. In 2013, the Senate declared every July 30th as National Whistleblower Appreciation Day. So I'd like to see more of it, frankly, because you know, I know, we all know that there is incredible waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in our country. Politics and government seem to we seem to embrace it, in fact. So God bless the whistleblowers. I guess I'd say that. Anything else? Ladies, God bless the whistleblower.
I didn't even know that term existed back in 1776.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Or 1777. Yeah. There were a few whistles to blow.
Yeah. In sports, the tallest pro baseball player of all time has died at the age of 34. Luke Van Mill, 7'1" pitcher, spent the last 10 years in the minor leagues, died from what has been described as a fatal accident. He was hiking and fell down and never got up. Kind of a weird... I found that to be weird, but then, you know, a lot of stuff happens in the world that's weird. But imagine a pitcher who's 7'1", he should be playing basketball.
Yeah.
Instead of, huh? And a judge has ordered everybody's pal Roger Goodell and the three referees that were in that game in January in the NFC title game, remember? When there was no
the New
call.
Orleans Saints, remember?
Yeah, right.
They missed the Super Bowl because of that call, that non-call.
Right. There was a lawsuit, apparently, that's been filed. The game was between the Saints and the Rams. There's a lawsuit against the referees for $75,000. I don't know what the basis of that is. How can you... That's why they're going...
Well, a lot of fans... I think that may have come from fans, because I started hearing rumblings of maybe they were going to have a class action if they were season ticket holders and things like that. And I don't think that came from the players or the teams, because the NFL actually changed the rule that now there's a video recall kind of thing, like a challenge that the coaches can do if there's a non-call. And so they changed that rule going forward because of that game. But I think that's coming from the fans.
But I think they already threw out the lawsuit. I'm surprised that they're still having the conversation about it.
Well, they're still having the conversation because did they really fix? There's a fellow there who's a Saints fan named Tony Lemon, L-E-M-O-N, who is the one who's proceeded with.
So it's a fan.
He's trying to get him into court, and he says if he wins, he'll give the money to charity. So sue him for $750,000 instead of $75,000. That would be my approach to it. But it's funny how passionate people get about these games, isn't it, huh? The fans get all worked up like this. Hey, robbed! Any time you hear that. Hey, what? Okay. On television, Will and Grace Kaputsky, after next season, the folks at NBC have decided the reboot has gone its course. How many people have watched this?
I have, every episode.
Deborah Messing, Eric McCormick, Sean Hayes, Megan Mullally. I like Deborah Messing. I haven't watched that. I never really watched it when it was first out in the 90s. So not one of my... She's played a couple of different roles since then as a... She was, I thought, very good as a detective in some show. I don't remember the name of it, but she's good. The original eight seasons are currently streaming on Hulu, because doesn't NBC own Hulu now? Who owns Hulu? It's like Disney bought a bunch of these.
I don't know Hulu actually. A lot of the corporations are bringing back their own shows. So Hulu and Netflix are actually suffering a bit because, for instance, Friends is going to take back, or Warner Brothers is going to take back the Friends franchise. Right. So you're going to have separate subscriptions to get certain things from different networks.
Got it. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, it's going to be a Shark Night with Politico's and on Discovery tonight.
Nice.
Air Jaws Strikes Back. That's at 10 o'clock on Discovery as part of Shark Week. For the first time, Chris follows Air Jaws team Film Seals joining forces to stage counterattacks against great whites stalking them in waist-deep water in South Africa. You can check that out. It's also Debate Night on CNN with the first 10 Democrats taking the stage tonight to debate. The series premiere on A&E of 60 Days in Narcoland. The 60 Days franchise grows with participants undercover at Indiana's Clark County Jail and embedded at the Clark County and Bullitt County, Kentucky drug scenes to learn how cartels operate along a big highway, a thoroughfare in that area. It's called it's Interstate 65. Live PD is new tonight on A&E, so you can ride along with them in Salinas, California. That's at 8 o'clock. On the networks, not too much new because they know it's a debate night. Love Island is new on CBS. That starts at 8. And then Blood and Treasure is also new on CBS. That starts at 10.
Very interesting. If you haven't seen, talking about the Shark Week, there's an incredible photograph of a sea lion being swallowed whole by a humpback whale off Monterey Bay. If you haven't seen it, it's...
Wow.
I don't know whether I think it's gross. I think it is kind of gross, but...
Do humpback whales eat seals?
Apparently. This one did.
Apparently at least once.
Yeah.
They had to see if they liked it or not.
They're willing to try.
Yeah. That's kind of sad. I don't know. The poor. Well, think about the family of the sea lion.
I'm sure that they'll be okay because that's how nature works.
I know it is, but it
I know. But I get so sad when I see the seals and the great whites off of Cape Cod, and you see the little seal faces are so cute. Yeah, they look like puppy dogs.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know what we do here? It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan to work her way through some of the important technology stories in the last 24 hours. First one is a focus on Costco. They have new membership cards. I don't have mine yet. How do you get them?
Well, you have to. It's all digital, so you don't need to actually carry a card with you anymore. And that's kind of good news, because a lot of people complain to Costco that they get to the store and realize that they don't have their Costco membership card. And there's really nothing you can do at that point. You either have to wait 24 hours at from the concierge or customer service desk. If you go to the desk and you say I lost my card, then they take your picture and they give you a new one, and it takes another 24 hours. So This is their new digital solution, and it makes a lot of sense. It's a digital membership card, and so you no longer have to have your physical card or ID with you. It gets downloaded to your smartphone from the Costco app, and it also, makes shopping easier. All of your account information will be in the app, and so you can see all of your discounts and your past purchases and things like that. So the new card is available. And I say card because it's just digital, but excuse me, in big air quotes. The new digital card is available nationwide and in Canada. It can be set up in 6 steps, but it does require an existing membership to download. So if you want to take out a new membership, you still have to go through the old-fashioned channels of going into the store and the desk and the whole thing. Now, it is faster if you want to get a new membership card, it is faster to actually go to the physical store. That takes about 24 hours. If you do it online, that can be up to a week. to be processed. So regardless of whether you signed up online or are renewing your membership, customers will still have to stop by the membership desk to take a new photo and get their ID card issued, even for the digital card. But once you've done that, then it's smooth sailing and you no longer have to worry about carrying that card in your wallet.
Aha! All right, so we're going to make that work. I find Costco, I found a new restaurant outlet, just like Costco, just for food, though. And it's amazing how much stuff these things, these places. And you go in, you want to buy one thing, and you leave with 30.
Oh, always. That's how they get you.
Oh, my God, yes, for sure. An asteroid is coming surprisingly close to the Earth. Let's find out how close.
The Geek Out.
The idea of an asteroid slamming into Earth is not just the stuff of movies or the extinction of dinosaurs. It's a real thing, and while we generally assume astronomers have tabs on stuff headed this way, last week we found out a previously unknown asteroid about the size of a football field whizzed by Earth by only 45,000 miles, which is about the fifth of the distance to the moon. In other words, it was a close call. Now the problem is, no one was aware of the rock, and by the time anyone knew it, it was too late to have done anything. Luckily, it flew by harmlessly, but it does point out there remains a lot of stuff science can't see, track, or predict. We posted a link about this very close space call on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up in our focus is Tesla. If you have a Tesla car, listen up to what Victoria's got for you.
Yeah, Tesla owners will soon be able to stream Netflix and YouTube right from the car's center dashboard so they can catch up and binge on all their favorite shows while they're on the road. However, the mode will only work while the car is stopped. That's how it's going to be handled immediately. And so as Elon Musk, who is Tesla's CEO, he took to Twitter to announce the upcoming feature, saying that it might even be available by the end of August. He says that this new feature of streaming in the car is amazingly immersive and cinematic in its feel due to the comfortable seats and the surround sound audio. And he said it also has an old-school drive-in movie experience. And then he says the next phase of this will be when full self-driving is approved by regulators, we will enable video while moving. So for right now, it's video while the car is stopped. Netflix and YouTube and new console entertainment additions will be packaged into the Autopilot V10. That's Tesla's driver assistance system, which might be rolling out. Again, like I said, that will be in new cars and the update by the end of August. And Elon Musk says that the V10 will have improved highway autopilot, better traffic light and stop sign recognition, which has been a big problem for them in the past, and smart summon. This is one of the coolest things. This is one of the more advanced features that's coming to Tesla cars. Cars with the smart summon feature can automatically navigate through a parking lot, find an available parking space, and then, here's the coolest part, just like Knight Rider, it comes back to you when you summon the car. That is pretty cool. I have not been that impressed with a lot of the self-driving stuff, but that's pretty cool when you can summon your car like Kit.
Right. Kit! I'm waiting for that voice. It's 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.